The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Almost beginning to sound boring saying that it's a very newsy day in Israel, but yes, it is another newsy day, Rolien.
It has been a busy week, what can I say, guys? But hey, that's what keeps us in business.
Yes. So where are we going to start with?
The big story is, well, let's take a look at just what's happening in Gaza at the moment. And the Israeli Air Force are striking Hamas targets in the southern Gaza Strip. This is in response to a large volume of IED balloons or arson balloons that have come in from Gaza into Israel over the last week or so. And this seems to be escalating. Yesterday, one went as far afield as Masada, that's about 80 kilometers away from the Gaza Strip, and earlier today one was spotted very, very close to Dimona. Another modus operandi, what they seem to be doing, and this is very alarming, is wrapping these IEDs or these bombs or explosives in wrapping paper to look like presents. So we are issuing warnings to civilians around Israel, don't let your children touch, play or go near anything that looks like a present attached to a whole bunch of balloons. It could be very, very dangerous.
The timing of all this, Rolien, clearly linked to the release of the Trump peace plan.
Yes, as expected, and the army have prepared for any kinds of unrest. We do have the systems in place to shoot down these balloons, as well as to shoot down the cells that are launching them. But the IDF earlier this week did send troops down. These are artillery troops into the Jordan Valley just to kind of suss out the situation, and in and around the West Bank just to make sure that things don't get out of hand. There have been ongoing riots, ongoing protests against the Trump peace plan, and it's actually quite remarkable to see the difference in response today. Kuwait and Morocco joining the growing list of countries supporting the Trump initiative, including many European countries, countries in South America like Brazil, like Colombia, India have joined. So far, the only major objections seem to be Yemen, Turkey, Iran as expected, and the Palestinians themselves, and South Africa choosing to kind of stay on the fence with this one. I know that Durka released their statement saying that it has to be all parties, otherwise it's irrelevant. But one would say we would love for all parties to be sitting here. But yet again, we've heard from President Abbas yesterday, him saying no, no, 1,000 times no. Today, he has apparently sent a handwritten letter in Arabic to Prime Minister Netanyahu, voicing his objection to the Trump peace plan. And we've also heard from Jared Kushner and Mike Pompeo, the U.S. Secretary of State. They have also weighed in, as well as the U.S. ambassador to Israel. They've all said basically the same thing. Jared Kushner said it's the time for fairy tales and myths is over. This is perhaps the last opportunity that Palestinians will have to come to the table to negotiate some kind of lasting peace. The ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, saying that at this rate, the way they're behaving, they're not going to see a Palestinian state anytime soon. And Mark Pompeo, the U.S. Secretary of State, saying, you know, if they do have objections, that's fine, but then they must put forward their own kind of proposal. At least that's a step to negotiate. And of course, it wouldn't be an issue in Israel without us hearing from the Iranians. But one of the advisors to the Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, Ali Akbar Velayati, I said Ali Akbar people, nothing else. He says that the Trump peace plan will fail. It's a crusader peace plan, and the objective is the realization of the goal of the crusaders and the Zionists. So by that statement, we can basically gather that Iran are not supportive of this peace plan.
Not supportive, and very interesting that they're invoking very crude language referring to a clash of civilizations. And, you know, if that is in fact the case, well, then there's not much to talk about. There's no room for compromise in that milieu.
But I think we know, There's no room for compromise, and I think we know that we are very much teetering on the clash of two civilizations. We've seen the axes kind of forming in this region, and one of the issues that President Trump did touch on when he unveiled the peace plan the other night, he said that one of the things that he's done in his administration is pull the Americans out of a very, very bad deal with the Iranians. And so, you know, today there was a story in the newspapers here about an Iranian factory that's doing a great trade, because what do they make? They make American and Israeli flags for people to burn.
Oh, well, there's a business model if ever there was. Rolene, I'm just thinking the Palestinians, you know, despite the anger, despite what they're saying, they must be like doubly angry at the fact that so many Sunni states are not as anti this plan as one may have expected them to be. They clearly must be feeling quite isolated to some extent.
Well, this is it. And I think that the Palestinian street are in a very, very difficult position. They are not democracies. They are not run by democratic governments. Hamas, as we know, has guardianship or ownership of the Gaza Strip. It's anything but democratic. And the Palestinian Authority, we have Mahmoud Abbas entering the 16th year of his four-year term, who has promised elections countless times, and we have seen no movement towards that. And we know what happens to anybody in these areas who disagrees with their rulers, with their, we'll call them, for want of a better word, governors instead of governments. We've seen what happens there, and I think that if you object to the stance of the PA or Hamas on this peace plan, you could pay with your life. So I think we have to consider that. But I would imagine perhaps in private, there is a lot of frustration. The Arab world is getting very frustrated with the Palestinians. They're saying, you know, come on, guys, this is yet another overture. Don't miss an opportunity. To miss another opportunity, you know, take ownership and accountability for you wanting a state. You're not going to get everything that you want. And that was Jared Kushner's language as well. You know, they've had empty promises made to them by their leaders. It's not going to happen. You now have to accept reality. You have to accept the fact that Israel's not going anywhere. We're here to stay. But if you want peace, if you want a future, the time is now to start negotiating.
And if they don't, it appears to me that it will be the beginning of a process of annexation. I think the Israeli government's been quite open about that.
The government has been quite open that they're keen to annex the lands that are included in the Trump peace plan, the lands that the Trump peace plan has said that Israel will have sovereignty over. However, the U.S. administration has also made it very clear that they will not support any annexation plans until after the March 2nd election. So we've got about I'd say about 5 or 6 weeks to discuss, to see how it's going to go. Benny Gantz saying that he thinks that the Trump peace plan needs to go to the Knesset, the democratic process, for a vote of acceptance. We can't just put it into place without the agreement of the government, and then we will take it from there.
And in the shortest possible time, Rolene Naama Issachar on the way home.
Well, if ever anything inspired a whole lot of memes today, is Naama Issachar and Netanyahu making a joke saying, you know, this is there will be no stopovers on her trip from Moscow to Israel. But this morning she was released from Russian prison, and she joined the prime minister and his entourage on his way home from Moscow, where he presented the Trump peace plan to Putin, who is yet to give an opinion, and returned home with her. And as her mom said, all she wants to do is give her a hug. But of course, it's the event that has inspired 1,000 memes. I'm going to end with a little comic relief. Everybody says perhaps Netanyahu can get a pardon from Putin. Who knows?
Okay. Rolene, I've just got one question to ask you. Simon and I have been trying to think of the song. Last year in Israel, how's your music knowledge, Ro?
My music knowledge is like fair to medium. It's like a good steak.
All right.
Medium rare.
Neither of us can remember what the song is called. But it is an, I think it's like 27, 20 or 27, Israeli artists who all sing, and it's a very, very traditional song.
Thank you.
She is good, isn't she?
She is good.
She is good.
Listen to the delight at that.